Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Portia. How can I help you?
I'm calling due to a transaction in my account. Sorry, excuse me. And I'm trying to understand where it came from.
Okay, and well, I'll be...
It came from this number. This is what my bank told me to call.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to assist and take a look and see what you exactly was charged for. Can you start by providing me your zip code?
74801. 74801? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Give me just a moment. And can I have your name?
Tommy McGeecy.
All right. Give me just a moment. And can you repeat your first and last name, please?
Tommy McGeecy.
All right. Give me just a moment. All right. And is your name Tom?
Okay.
Can you verify your shipping address just so I can verify I have the right account?
Okay. It's 319 South Kennedy Avenue, apartment 310, Shawnee, Oklahoma, 74801.
Thank you so much for that information. So what it looks like, taking a look here at the account, it looks like back on May 10th, there was an order placed for a Focus watch, paid the shipping handling for $5.97. Do you recall ordering our Focus watch for $5.97 for the shipping and handling?
Yes, ma'am, I do, because it was like off of a Lowe's survey, and it said that I was like a lucky winner or something or whatever, and so I did the survey, and everything was, and this watch was nothing but a shipping and handling cost, so I did it. I did the survey.
Yes, ma'am. Like
card number on there, and then...
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
See, I got the watch. I got the watch. The watch doesn't even work to begin with. And then I'm getting two different charges out of my account today. I didn't get paid today. And I don't even get paid that much. And I got like a $65 and a $67 charge out of my account. And it came from this quality balanced living and a quality something else living or whatever. And I'm like, I didn't think that I was like gonna have to like repercussions of it. So, but I am. And so I'm just trying to figure out what to do.
Okay, Ms. Tom. Well, I definitely understand about being charged something. So what happened was it looks like you placed the order twice for the Focus watch. So what that was, you signed up for a 14-day trial to try out our watch to see if you like it. Definitely understand it is a great watch. It's actually one of our best fitness watches that is selling right now. So what we can do is, if you want to keep the watch, what I can do is I can give you a 35% discount off the watch.
See, that's the problem too, because whenever it was shipped to me, see, because it said, and you can get like ear pods or whatever. See, that's why I'm getting like double charged or something, I think, because I didn't get two watches. I got one watch, and it said that I could get AirPods, whatever. For the same amount, $5.97. I was like, dang, you're like, really? But you know, that's like, sounding too good to be true. But I reluctantly fell into it, and I bought two of them. So it said your total arrangement is $11.97. I was like, dang, I was like, that's really good. So I was like, I got a watch and AirPods.
Yes, ma'am.
Doing the survey. And so I was like, that's really awesome. And then like, within 3 days, I got it. got both of them. I got the AirPods, whatever it's called, and the watch. But the AirPods, whatever they're called, they work. But the watch never worked. So it was already dysfunctional when we first got it. It never worked. I don't know if it happened during the shipping and handling or anything. And so not, I'm fine. It's okay. I'll go borrow more money. I'm broke right now because of this, but I can go get another loan or something. I don't know what to do. But the watch never works. What do I do? And I don't want to send it back looking like we damaged it because we did not damage it. It was already broken when we first got it because we tried to charge it. We did every, like, we read the instructions for it and charged it and stuff, and it never ever worked. It never came on. It never functioned. It has not worked.
Okay, I would definitely understand you would. We would definitely have needed you for to give us a call once you received that watch, so we could have easily replaced it for you since it wasn't working. Did you try charging the watch at least 2 to 2.5 hours before
Yeah, it
turning it on?
was like, I think it said 4 to 6 hours. And I do apologize. I was just started a job and I worked nights, and we got that. And I was like, oh, that's really awesome. I was like, dang, I was like, we just got that. I was like, I did that survey the other day and I felt really blessed and all happy. I just got a job, started and everything. And then I was tired. I work nights. I'm actually supposed to do this. Anyway, so I completely forgot all about it. And then it
Okay.
wasn't working and stuff. I mean, it's not damaged. Nothing is wrong with it. It just, it never turned on. It nothing ever. It just doesn't work. Now it
Right.
works good and don't know how to work it.
So the earbuds work for you fine?
Yeah, the earbuds work. Yeah,
Okay.
the earbuds.
Well, most definitely, definitely understand. So, what I can do for you today, Tommy, is definitely understanding if pricing is the issue, the cost of the watch is. So, what I can do is I can give you a 50% refund off of the total cost of that watch, and you can just keep the watch and, try to charge it a little longer and see if you can get it to work. It's actually a great watch. I use it myself here at work. When I'm on break, I count my steps and things like that.
The watch is defective. I don't want it. Cause I mean, it hasn't been working off.
Okay, well, I definitely understand. So what I can do is,
I mean, I would like to keep it if it was working. If it was working completely, then yes, I would understand. Cause my daughter was so excited about it. Like she's 11 and she's a little bit not overweight, but she's kind of borderline there, and she's been wanting to like work out and stuff, and she was so excited about it, and she did every she was trying to like work it out. Her and my niece, she's 20 years old, and they like charged it. They left they read the instructions, put it on there 4 to 6 hours, and they left it. Try to turn it on, try to turn it on, never came on. I tried it. I thought, well, maybe it's a bad socket. So I'll put it over here, put it over there, put it over there. It never came on ever whatsoever. It
Okay,
never,
well,
it doesn't come on.
right, definitely understand. So what I can do for you today, Tommy, I definitely understand the frustrations of having a watch that doesn't work. So what I'm gonna do, since it didn't work for you, you can try to charge it again and see if it works. I'll go ahead and refund the full price of that watch for you, and you can just keep it and try a different charging block and see if it works. Also download our app that goes along with the watch.
Yes, my daughter's already done that. We downloaded the app. We try to connect to it. We use different blocks to it, and we've done all of that. We've done all of it. It's
Right.
a
Well,
success.
I definitely understand that this was a gift for your daughter. So what we can do is you can go ahead and keep that watch, as I stated earlier. You can go ahead and what I'll do is go ahead and process a full refund for you. You'll receive that refund back to your car within 3 to 5 business days. Do you have a pin for your cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
C as in cancel.
Okay.
507.
507.
31.
31.
Yes, ma'am. And you'll receive the full refund for the price of the watch within 3 to 5 business days. Again, my name is Portia. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a fun and safe Memorial Weekend, okay?
Thank you. You as well. Appreciate
Thank
you.
You
so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. Bye.
Bye-bye.